All right, in this week's episode, we're going to talk about social platforms and which ones your business should and should not be on. Welcome to You're the Marketing Department, the show for you, the CEOs, VPs, or solo marketers inside a growing organization. Whether it's your main task or just one hat you wear, we're here to provide tips, resources, and encouragement as you perform the impossible of leading an organization as a one-man or one-woman marketing department. As always, be sure to check out our website, newnorth.com/podcast, as well as our LinkedIn page for information about today's show and resources into marketing.
Wow.
Anyway, my name's Jacob, and I'm joined by John. How you doing, man?
I'm doing pretty good. How about you, Jake?
Not bad. It's a weekend, so I'm not doing not bad at all. You got to be good on Fridays,
right? You got to love Fridays. Amen to that.
Anyway, so today we're talking about social. I was actually reading this morning, Twitter's still for sale. Can't find any buyers yet.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. You'd think that a business, a social network that big would have somebody who'd be interested in taking a look at buying it.
Yeah, for sure. They have a huge... The data alone is worth a ridiculous amount. I mean, the data they have on people. It's actually how they started out.
Yeah,
I believe the social is kind of like a side component. And they made the money off the data that they sold to like search engines.
Really, I didn't know that.
Little known fact. There you go.
Interesting.
Something new. I wonder who's gonna end up buying them though.
I mean, I've been thinking about it
all the time.
Yeah.
No, I know Disney was looking. Yahoo.
Yeah, I think
2007.
They were just rejected by Salesforce, I think, last week. So when you're rejected by Salesforce,
you just quit.
Yeah.
No. Anyway, so today we're going to talk about social. We have a question from a mailbag. Started this whole thing off. What social platforms should my business be on?
That's a good question. I think it's a question that a lot of our clients have, a lot of businesses have as they're looking at social media. But I think to really answer that question correctly, you have to take a step back from what platform should I be on and really ask, where is your audience? Where are your customers? What platforms are they on? And then maybe even a step behind that is, what do I want to get out of social?
Yeah, I think that's a good place to start, definitely. I find a lot of people, their businesses when they're starting out, feel like they're a step behind because they have nothing out. The content's not rolling. Mm-hmm. They don't want people to visit their Facebook and see that they're 2 months old.
Right.
So they just kind of start throwing content out there. But I think you're right. I mean, before you do anything, you need to make sure you're on the right channels. But even before that, you need to make sure you know what your goals are.
Right. I think you're right. Definitely businesses feel like they have this obligation, I think, to be on social just because there's this perception that
it's
everybody's
cool on.
Yeah, it's the cool thing. I'm on social. You're on social. It must be cool.
So goals. There's a lot of different ways you can use social. What would you say the main is? The main way?
Well, Jake, I'm glad you asked.
Yeah.
There are a lot of, like you said, there are a lot of different ways that you can use social. I think the main one that we're going to be talking about here today and one that we do a lot of work with is building a reach-based platform and community. And all of that is geared around driving traffic to your website. So it's brand awareness, it's community. And then the ultimate measure that you're looking at would be traffic to your website.
Mm-hmm. I think that makes a lot of sense because at the end of the day, I mean, you're not going to get someone to buy off Facebook. I mean, especially B2B. I mean, you probably have a service that's over $500. No one's going to spend $500 because they found a cool Facebook page.
Right.
So traffic is a great way to just want to drive that. And then it's a numbers game after that. The more people you get to go to your site, I mean, your conversion rates, we've talked about that in a previous podcast.
Right. We like to say that the power is in the platform.
The power is in the platform,
so
exactly.
If you have, you know, an audience of 25,000 people, that's a powerful platform. That's a big way to drive traffic and engagement community.
Mm-hmm. And not only that, but I mean, you have a big sale coming up.
I did.
Whatever you can, well, if you did, John, the business owner, had a sale coming up. Having a huge platform to just get that word out is an advantage in itself.
Oh, definitely.
But before we kind of move on, there are a lot of other ways you can use Facebook, Twitter, whatever social you decide
to
be on.
Yeah, good to touch on.
PR is a big one. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just a relationship thing. It's a good way to communicate with your buyers and kind of see what they want, where your services are kind of falling short. I mean, even beyond reviews, a lot of companies will use that as like a problem solver almost. So if you have an issue, you go to Facebook, tell them about it, they'll fix it for you. There's a lot of unique ways.
Service,
yeah,
right.
Customer service. There's a lot of unique ways to use that.
I love the PNC Twitter feed. They're great. Customer service. Legit, though.
Oh, really?
They are good. They respond in like 5 minutes. I've heard that if you call the phone line at PNC, you're on hold for like half an hour. But if you tweet at them, bam, they got your back.
So you just be like, hey, I can't access my account.
Yeah, no, seriously. I've done it before. It's pretty sweet.
Did you really? And it worked?
Yeah, it's awesome.
Dang. Well, there you go. That's an example of it working out. Go PNC. All right, so anyway, you have your goal down, whatever it may be. What's the next step?
Right. I think that the next step is understanding who your audience is and then where they are, what social platforms they're on, so that you can move beyond understanding what you want to do and then start reaching the people to actually do it.
Yeah, I don't want to get into this because, I mean, it's a podcast in itself and maybe at some point we'll do that. But you need to know your audience beyond social. I mean, if you're on social at this point, you should have already known who your audience is when you're doing, I don't know, blogging, even looking for keywords for SEO, website mm-hmm. content, things like that. It applies to any marketing you need to do. So we can talk about that another time. But the point is you need to know who your audience is. You need to have a persona. Mm-hmm. And you can get that information just by, I mean, frankly, going out and asking them.
Right.
Do a survey, just talk to individual clients. I mean, look at who you have and kind of go from there. But next step, where are they?
Right.
I mean, a lot of businesses will just assume that because of the business down the street on Facebook and Twitter, they should do the same thing. And while, frankly, right. Facebook is pretty much good for every B2B business because everyone's on it. What is it, over a billion people at this point?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So while that works in this situation, you need to delve into it a little bit more. I mean, you need to understand where your audience is. Maybe in your case, for whatever reason, your audience is a lot of professional CEOs and they're all on LinkedIn. So you can't just assume that Facebook and Twitter work because it's such a large reach. You need to dive in a little bit more. So I was thinking we just jump platform to platform and kind of talk about what types of businesses would work there, their reach, the different type of people that are involved in that social platform, maybe mm-hmm. some age ranges. I don't know. Just kind of talk about it. So Facebook, easy.
Okay. So Facebook, I'm going to give a thumbs up for, like you said, just about every business. And the main reason for that is just about everybody is on Facebook. You mentioned they do have over 1 billion users, which is just absurd.
Mm-hmm.
That's a seventh of the world's population. So frankly, if your audience is not on Facebook, your audience either does not exist or definitely doesn't have a social media account.
It's actually funny. My grandma, who's like 87, has a Facebook, and my friend just had a baby who's a couple months old, and they made a Facebook for it just to like take pictures and share it with family members and stuff. Literally from 1 to 99 has Facebook.
Exactly. Right.
So they're definitely on there, which is nice. But it's also, you can't just post anything just because a lot of people are on it. I mean, you still have to keep in mind your personas.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of people just post to Facebook like they do themselves personally. And that's really not the right way to go. I mean, you got to look into a little bit more, look into the content you're posting and figure out, like, are you calling them to your website? Or are you just posting like, hey, today I had a taco before I came to work?
Love those posts.
Love them, but they're not that interesting and people don't really care about it. So you need to talk about business related things. I don't know, articles in the industry, crazy M&As that are happening with other businesses, different things coming up, different new types of services. Mm-hmm. But whatever it is, it's not the same as just posting personally. So you got to keep that in mind with all of the other platforms. But next one, I don't know, Twitter.
Yeah, so Twitter, like we mentioned at the beginning of this podcast, is in an interesting spot right now. They've seen a little bit of user stagnation. They're actually at about a little bit over 300 million active users right now, which mm-hmm. is still a ton of people.
Yeah, that's a lot. I think, is it the second most used?
I think it's actually behind Instagram right now.
That's a little bit surprising,
yeah,
actually. Yeah,
so it has a little bit of an older demographic than Instagram. Another thing about Twitter, obviously the platform is designed to be really rapid fire with the 140 character mm-hmm. tweets and things. So it's a great place for breaking quick news. Obviously, you've seen this season with the election cycle and things mm-hmm. like that. It's a great place to be if maybe your business is in an industry that is quick moving, fast and dynamic.
Mm-hmm.
If you have maybe a slower industry that doesn't have as much news constantly happening and things constantly going on, it might not be as good an idea. So we have clients, you know, in media professions mm-hmm. who
tech.
Twitter's a great thing for those.
But if you use Twitter, the other thing you have to keep in mind is because it's so quick, the rate at which you have to post is a lot higher.
Right.
And so if you don't have the time to post at least every day, if not more, don't do it. Stick to Facebook where you can post a couple times a week and you're golden. You don't want to have like a lackadaisical approach to social. If you're going to do it. And if you're not, just stay away from it. So next one, LinkedIn.
LinkedIn, right. So LinkedIn, I think, is a really useful and maybe underutilized platform mm-hmm. for B2B businesses. And that's because a lot of the activity in B2B sales is referral based,
mm-hmm.
Is kind of word of mouth. And so LinkedIn is a great place to develop those referral networks, just those business networks, in a way that purely social platforms like Facebook and Twitter aren't. And so
it's a little bit more niche.
Right. It's more professional. Niche, but it actually still has over 300 million users. So if you're a professional, there's a good chance you're on LinkedIn.
Mm-hmm. And also, because it's B2B, I mean, obviously going for the CEO is always a good persona to have.
Right. For you, as you know, as a marketer, as a CEO in your growing organization, I think LinkedIn is a great channel for you to use both personally and then also as a company page. Developing those connections, keeping those tight circles, but also expanding out into different groups and things. There are a lot of good platforms within the LinkedIn platform to get involved in, specifically, I think, for B2B businesses.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Just from a sales perspective, it's useful. All right. Google Plus.
So pretty much any other platforms you throw at me are not going to get a two thumbs way, way up approach. I think definitely the top three platforms that you're going to want to look at as a B2B marketer are Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Google Plus, you're probably just going to want to take it, crumple it up, and throw it into the trash and maybe kick over the trash can.
There is one reason to have Google Plus, and that is because it's a Google product and for rankings.
Mm-hmm.
There's no proof that it works, but knowing that it is a Google product, it can't hurt to have. I mean, Google My Business.
Yeah,
you need to use that.
Right. That's worth saying. It's a distinction between Google Plus, which is Google's failed attempt at a social network, and Google My Business, which is what they use for local listings and directories.
Mm-hmm, but having, you do need to have a Google Plus page, but it's not really that useful as far as
if you're putting 2 hours a week into posting on Google Plus, you are basically throwing 2 hours a week of your life down the drain.
You'll never get it back. No, definitely have a Google Plus page. Social aspect, not that important. You can kind of clone it and post the same thing you do on Facebook.
Yeah, that's
if you
also
want
worth
to.
Saying. If you want to ghost the content that mm-hmm. you're posting on Facebook or something to Google Plus, it can't hurt.
Uh-huh. But definitely have it because you do need it for all the tools that Google has to offer. Social aspect, not that important. Weird ones. Is there any reason a company would need to use, let's say, Instagram?
Instagram. So Instagram also has actually a pretty big user base. They have, I want to say, between 300 and 400 million users.
Something like that.
And it tends to be a younger demographic. So obviously this is an image-based platform. I think if you're a B2B business that either has an easy means of producing visual content or just has a product that's really conducive to that, to images and photos and that type of thing, it might be a platform you'd want to consider. That being said, it's not necessarily as generally
applicable to all business to business. I think in general, the average B2B may not want to use it. It just may not be worth their time.
Right.
But if you're, I don't know, a B2B photographer or something like that,
exactly.
It can be really useful just to kind of showcase your art.
Right. Or if you have a very photogenic product.
Yeah.
Or if you are a very photogenic person.
Just take selfies all day and put it on Instagram.
All right, Jake, we're not talking about your Instagram account.
Last one, let's do Snapchat. Is there any reason a B2B business should be on Snapchat? I know we kind of play with the idea a little bit ourselves here in New North, but
honestly, I can't really think of one. if you can think of one, if you can think of, you know, a business goal that you'd be accomplishing by being on Snapchat, and you think that the time that it would take for you to put together Snapchat stories and produce regular content on that platform is worth it, then go for it. Mm-hmm. But honestly, I think you're going to have a hard time justifying that.
Yeah, B2C, go for it. B2B, no, probably not. My big problem with it is that it's almost too quick for a B2B business.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a one-time see. You can look at it again if you want. But, I mean, it's kind of a one-off thing. And so the reach is really, really difficult to get.
Yeah. And you'll see, like, featured stories on Snapchat's mm-hmm. story page. But unless you're a big money business, like,
Coke.
Yeah, you're probably going to have a hard time getting on there. Mm-hmm. And really, it's probably not going to be worth your time to make stories that 10 people are seeing for 24 hours and then they're gone.
Yeah, it's probably not worth it. All right, so that's the main platforms
Pinterest.
Right there. Pinterest. Oh, yeah, there you go. All right, any reason to use Pinterest? Kind of similar to, I think, the answer to Instagram.
Right. I would say it's similar to the answer to Instagram, except that it's maybe geared toward a different demographic. So whereas Instagram is really popular with a lot of younger users, Pinterest tends to skew a little bit older and a lot more female. So if you have an image friendly product and that is also your audience, it might be a platform worth looking at. But otherwise, you're definitely, like we said, you're going to want to stick to the three big ones, most likely Facebook, Twitter, or LinkedIn. And if you're thinking about getting involved in social, those are the three that you're going to want to take a really hard look at.
And also, before we end this, I want to make sure we made it clear, being on the platform isn't enough. I think one thing people don't do enough of, businesses don't do enough of, is planning before. While social seems like something your middle school cousin can do, it's really not.
And he doesn't do it well, anyway.
You have to put a little bit more thought and planning into it and have some goals set in place, like we were talking about. You need to go to the right audience, because if you just jump right into it, you're going to be, shooting in the dark. So I hope that answered your question. What platform should your business be on? At least get your mind going down the right track. Start brainstorming some ideas. Talk to your team. All right, let's go. Next segment, words of wisdom. Now onto our words of wisdom segment. Three deadly social myths. You will die if you do this.
Don't do them.
Whatever you do.
Don't believe them, yeah.
So first one, do not assign your youth intern to do your social.
Gotta love that youth intern.
They don't, quote, get social. Okay, just because they're on it doesn't mean they get it. And I think that's a big, a lot of businesses will do that. And they'll just like hire some college student or high school student to go ahead and just post a bunch.
Right.
And that lacks in the planning part we were talking about earlier. They don't know your audience. They don't know the important parts of your services. They may not know your services at all, to be honest. Really don't just make the assumption that because they're on social media, they get it.
Yeah, that's a great point. I think the second social myth is that social is a soapbox. So what we mean by this is that...
It's not a soapbox.
Right. Well, it's not. That's the truth.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
The myth is that it is a soapbox. But yeah, so what we mean by this is many people just view social as another kind of avenue for advertising, for just pushing things down a one-way street. Mm-hmm. You're putting out content and you're not putting in any time to listen to people's response to that content or even to listen to other people's content. So something that we've been learning as a company is the importance of having a two-way conversation and taking the time not only to post content and post great things and manage your page where you're pushing things out, but also to engage with other people's content, and especially anyone who likes your pages or engages with your pages. You want to take the time to reply and comment to them, but even maybe your clients' pages, groups that you might be involved in LinkedIn. The more that social becomes a conversation, the more that it becomes actually social, and the more that the people who are interacting with you will view the platform as a place for a relationship with you instead of just one more place to get smashed over the head with marketing.
Yeah, for sure. And another an easy way to get that conversation started is to ask questions in your post. I think a lot of people just go around, search around for articles, post them up, and think that's enough. Just add, what do you guys think of this? I mean, something as simple as that starts conversations.
Right, and then when they reply back to them.
Yeah. I mean, at least a thank you, something to kind of show them that you're there and personable is great. So third myth. B2B doesn't work, or B2B social does not work for B2B businesses.
Oh man, if I've heard it once, I've heard it a million times.
For real though, businesses, I can't say for real though.
You just said it.
All right, whatever. B2B, I mean, quite frankly, it does work. I mean, we've seen it work. I think the misconception is that it's not an end of the funnel activity. People aren't going to be, like I said in the beginning of the podcast, they're not going to be buying off Facebook.
Right.
In B2B. In B2C, they will. But B2B, they're not going to be buying your $2,000 a month service. It's not going to happen. But that being said, driving traffic to your website is a very viable goal, very reasonable. It works. You can do it pretty easily. And they can lead to being sales. I mean, because that's the goal at the end of the
day. Right. It's definitely more of a top of the funnel piece.
Yeah, exactly.
But it definitely works.
But it's a piece nonetheless. And I think a lot of people just see, how many sales have you gotten off social? None. But I've sent a ton of traffic to my site, which then has gotten a lot of sales. Mm-hmm. So you have to keep that in mind.
Great. And as a fourth bonus killer myth that you don't want to believe, daddy long legs are not venomous.
Well, now you know.
Fun fact, yeah. You know, I'm pretty sure Toden believes that. He's terrified of daddy long legs.
I remember when I was a kid, my friend told me that they have a ton of venom, but their teeth can't bite through the skin or something, like, yeah, they could kill you.
It's not true. Mythbusters actually debunked that in 2004. You've been living a lie this whole time.
How'd they do that?
They'd coax the spider into biting the guy.
There you go.
And he's not poisonous. Yep.
He's all right, guys. He's all right. That's it for today's show. Be sure to subscribe on iTunes and leave us a review. That helps. Always let us know what we're doing well, what we're not doing well.
Mostly what we're doing well, yeah. And if you want to tell us what we're doing well in an email, you can send any of those compliments to podcast@newnorth.com. And then, as always, be sure to check out these episodes hosted on our website, newnorth.com/podcast.
And our LinkedIn group, You're the Marketing Department Podcast. So check it out. Send us questions through the email like John was saying. I guess we'll see you next time.
Yep. Sounds good.